Will the conspiracy come true? This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Capital One Bank, presented by Dell Small Business, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. I can see that there's a campaign underway to persuade us that China deliberately engineered this whole pandemic. So let's run with that for a moment, okay? Let's say that back in 2019, the Chinese leadership was brainstorming ways to punish us for the trade war, and someone at the table, let's call him Dr. No, suggests releasing a super contagious virus, the type of virus that would require buying protective equipment that only China makes. And somebody raises the question, yes, but won't it look bad when everyone gets infected except us? Ah, but we will be infected, says Dr. No, and we will keep it secret until enough infected people have traveled to the West. Then we will release the news that we are fighting an epidemic and impose sweeping social controls of a type the West would never accept. We will close entire cities, we'll force infected people into isolation, and we will quickly succeed. But in the West, they will waste their time arguing over who's to blame, and thus they will never be rid of it. At which point, Dr. No permits himself to smile. Now, that's a conspiracy I just made up. But here's the weird thing. With these numbers showing the infection spreading even as we reopen, we may be on the verge of making it come true. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.